Texte numéro 77. New York City discovers a revolutionary technology, the bin. Ah, New York, how it sparkles from afar. Street level is a different experience. Smelly rubbish mounds create trash fjords on city pavements, with buildings on one side and piles of black bin bags on the other. New Yorkers know to lift their feet to avoid the garbage juice that leaks from the bags. Rats feed on the bags, startling even the hardiest citizens. For decades, New York endured this, nay, accepted it, but no more. A massive containerization program is underway. The piles of black bin bags are being replaced by a technology new to the city, secure bins. On October the 11th, Eric Adams, New York City's mayor, and Jessica Tisch, his sanitation commissioner, announced that from autumn of 2024, buildings with 9 or fewer residential units will be required to place all trash in secure containers. That will cover 765,000 buildings, or 95% of the city's residential properties. Containerization is the norm for cities like Barcelona, Milan, and Paris. Cities in South Korea and the Netherlands use submerged ones, something out of reach for New York, where the realm below the pavement is a crowded maze of sewage pipes, gas pipes, power cables, fibre optics, and the subway. "We are playing a massive game of catch-up with the rest of the world," says Ms. Tisch. Containerization seems revolutionary, but it is also a return to old ways. The use of metal containers faded after a 1968 strike saw piles of rubbish uncollected for 9 days. The stench and mess became so bad the city distributed plastic bags for the overflow. They soon became a formal part of rubbish collection. The bags also helped the growth of the rat population. Mr. Adams, a former police captain who promised to fight both crime and rats, declared rats public enemy number one. This is more than just rhetoric. The sanitation department draws inspiration from the police department. 3 decades ago, city crime began to fall when policing changed from responsive to preventive tactics and enforcement, relying on crime statistics to spot problem areas. Ms. Tisch, who worked in the police department for 12 years, launched Trash Day in May. Every week, sanitation leaders meet to create strategies to deal with upticks they see in rubbish data from 311 calls, a sort of municipal customer service. "We absolutely and emphatically reject the status quo," says Ms. Tisch. She has overhauled operations so that trash in high-density areas is collected earlier. The rats appear to be in retreat, though they could be regrouping. This summer brought a 20% decrease citywide in rat complaints to 311. Adapted from The Economist, October 2023.